Well, first of all, Tegan, Merry Christmas
You
and
too.
to all our listeners. And this is the last show we've got for the year, so we're going to talk about probably how to manage the emotional side of buying presents.
Oh, yes. Okay. It sounds easy to say that you've got a budget and this is what you're going to spend for Christmas, but it doesn't end up like that often, does it?
Well, it doesn't because, as I alluded to, you get emotional, and if you don't really sit down before you go shopping and put a budget together, list down all the people you're going to buy for, and allocate it an X amount that you can afford. What happens is you go shopping and you sort of go, "Well, I was going to spend 100, but gee, that's a really good
Yeah,
bargain." That's
120 is nothing, but you do that a few times and then next minute you've blown it out completely.
exactly. And looking at the figures from last year, the average spend per person on the holiday season was about $1,500. On presents for family, it was about $800 on average. And I found that quite surprising.
Yeah, I thought it would be far higher than that for, I suppose not everyone has a family like mine with four mums and two dads and nieces and nephews and cousins and grandchildren and children all over the place. But maybe we've got an extra large family. That could be our issue.
Well, you might do, but you're probably painting the picture for a lot of us out there in terms of our family makeup. But look, there are some tips that listeners can do to just try to make sure that they don't get that post-Christmas hangover. Rack up a whole lot of credit card debt. On average, people spend about 60% on their presents from savings and about 30% on their credit card. So if you think about the numbers we spoke about before, and let's lift it up to say $2,000, well, you've got $600 on your credit card on average that is going to be sitting there to be paid off after Christmas.
And soon enough, that bargain that you got a discount on is costing you interest, so it's not discounted at all.
Exactly. So
Right.
here's the tips. First of all, make a list and check it twice.
Santa was onto something, wasn't he?
Absolutely. And then once you've done that, allocate some money against those things. And on ASIC's Smart Money website, there's an app on there that you can, it's for Christmas budgeting. So you go in there and list down your presents, list down how much you're going to spend. And while you're out shopping, you can check how you're going.
Okay,
And
that's
that,
good, isn't
yeah,
it?
it's a great tool. And that'll give you a reality checkup if you're getting caught up in the emotions of buying too many presents. So make a list, get your budget right, and then obviously look around for bargains. And I'd like to take the opportunity to encourage our community to think about shopping locally first. I know it's convenient to shop online, but if we want to have the shops and the services in our hometown, we really need to support local traders.
It is a sort of a cycle, though, isn't it? If we want to have suppliers and we want to have product available locally, we have to support those local businesses to be able to continue to then supply those things. And if we start spending our money out elsewhere, well, they're not going to be around, so you're not going to have that, just up the road any longer if you don't support them.
Exactly. But the key is wherever you're shopping, make sure you're looking for bargains. Do your homework, look around, see if you can find a number of presents. You might list five or six presents for one person and then see where you can get the best bargain for that particular person.
Also, it's often important to make sure that if you need a quality item or if it's just a little something, if it's a little something for a little kid to play with on the day, then you don't need to spend a great deal of money of it. But if it's something that you want them to have for a long time, well, they're two completely different things you need to consider there.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but sitting around the Christmas tree, it really is the thought that counts. So it's not the expense of the product you buy someone, it's the thought you've put into it. So don't be afraid to be a Christmas Scrooge. I don't think you've got to spend a whole heap of money to make people happy. Think of some innovative ways that you can you can get that smile on their face. And some of those things can be just something you've done personally. If you've got a hobby or some skills that you can make something for a person. Or one I heard the other day, which I thought was quite good, is to offer a gift voucher from you for a picnic
Oh,
during the
that's
year,
cool, isn't it?
or a meal or something along those lines.
Ah, it's like a little ticket book that my husband received for Father's Day from the grandkids.
Right.
So he's got a ticket book where they're going to help him do the mowing or they're going to help him with the dishes. And unfortunately, it's still full, but anyway, that's another story. They haven't actually offered up any of those things
Haven't used
just
any
yet,
yet?
no.
But anyway, that's one way you can do that
Okay.
to reduce your costs. And just remember that it's so easy to buy things these days on credit. To have 3 months of pain with credit card debt spiraling out of control and interest rates at, you know, 16 to 20%, you know, really you've got to think about how you're going to feel after Christmas. And, of course, you know, Boxing Day comes up and we want to go and get all those bargains as well.
Yes.
So, you know, really, really think about how much you're going to spend. There's no point in putting a smile on someone else's face and then you're miserable for the next 6 months because you can't pay it off.
And you're right. It's important to remember that it's the thought that counts, or it's the sitting around the tree and talking to each other that counts, not how much your gift cost. And it's definitely important to remember it's not a competition.
Absolutely.
Because that sometimes does come into play.
It does. Yeah, too right. And, you know, I'm happy to lose that one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've been the loser always. Every year it's fine. Yeah.
So I have a tip for those who find themselves in trouble after Christmas, and we'll talk about it on the show in January, but if your credit card has gone out of control, in the new year it might be time for you to shop around and look for a new provider. And you can get interest-free periods for 12 months, and that just might be the breather that you need to knock that debt down. But certainly don't go and get a new credit card because you maxed out the other one and maxed that one out as well.
No, they're two. That's very different to then transferring one to the other. That's very different.
Absolutely. Yes. And on a last note, always remember for those less fortunate than ourselves. So at Christmas time, if you are shopping and you do have some extra capacity, think about buying a small present for somebody else, or get some food hampers and drop them into, I know, Bank of Queensland. They have a hamper that you can go and put stuff into.
Kmart has the Wishing Tree.
Yep.
We have Anglicare. We have the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
They're all doing things. United Care are doing a Christmas Day luncheon. So,
right,
you know, something that you might be able to do is offer your time.
Absolutely.
At some stage. You know, just 1 hour, the whole family can do it together, and you'd be amazed at how good it can make you feel.
There you go. Christmas spirit.